Masterpiece Cake Shop owner Jack Phillips back in the news after suing state officials, saying he feels harassed. Latest complaint involves his refusal to bake a cake for a transgender woman celebrating her transition. Constitutional law attorney Bill Berger joining us now. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
At the very least, at least from the perspective, a little more overarching 50,000-foot level, it almost kind of feels like this last was kind of a setup, because the complaint in this, or in the, initially that forced Jack Phillips to file his counter lawsuit or lawsuit against the state, is an attorney herself, is it not? So it feels like a setup.
Well, maybe. I mean, attorneys eat cake, too. So, I don't know what her motives are. I don't know what her reason was. I don't know why she called this baker in particular. But, you know, that's not really part of the case, because if he declined to bake her a cake because she's transgendered, that is a violation of Colorado law, is what the first case held. And the first case, you know, was never the division wasn't reversed on that issue. So that issue is still out there.
Yeah. So how does the previous Supreme Court decision impact this new lawsuit? It sounds like it doesn't.
Well, I don't think it does substantively, but there's a lot of language in it, as you remember, that Jack Phillips' attorneys are pointing to and saying that it supports their current lawsuit against the division, against the state officials, including Governor Hickenlooper. So there's language in there where, if you remember, the division was sent back for a do-over for the division, because the Supreme Court said that the division, some of the officials at the division who heard the first case, had made comments that sounded anti-religious and had an anti-religious discriminatory bent. And so it came back for a do-over. They wanted a clean do-over. And so the attorneys for Jack Phillips are pointing to some of that language and saying, look, the division was biased in that case and is still biased. They're still and they're claiming that they're picking on him. So that is how that language is going to come up. But the substantive ruling in that case really only applied in that case.
And in the case, it's the government trying to abridge, I guess, Jack Phillips' free speech. Does he have a legitimate case against the governor and against the state, you think? Will this go forward? Will somebody really take this?
You know, I mean, his attorneys have taken it. They've brought it up. I don't think it's going to go very far, because there is a rule that you can't go suing government officials who are just doing their job. And in this case, it's pretty obvious they're going to respond that they were just doing their job. The person who brought this current case, the transgendered woman that didn't get the cake baked for her, she may have her motives, whatever they are. However, the division is just ruling on the charge she filed. Right now, it looks like she did whatever she did for whatever reason she did it to try to get a cake. But then she went and filed this charge, and that started the case. And it is their job to rule on charges that are filed. So they're just doing their job is what it looks like they're going to argue. If that's what they argue, there is law out there that says you can only sue a government official for doing their job if they do it with malice, if they're really trying to pick on you.
Mm.
And there is, it's a very, very narrow exception.
Sure.
And he says he's got the proof, though.
All right.
His complaint is full of allegations that he says he's got the proof that they are actually out to get him and that they're picking on him. And they're doing this maliciously, and they're doing it in bad faith, and they're doing it with a wanton disregard for his rights.
All right. We don't want to be malicious, but we got to let you go, Bill.
You got it.
Thank you.